Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
So how is everybody this evening?
Fantastic.
Good answer. Good answer. We're all fantastic.
Amen.
And we're in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Tonight, we're going to be talking about how Christians should talk to other people. How Christians should talk to other people. You're asking him. Anyhow. So, but before we get started, let me go ahead and open up in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the fellowship that we have here tonight, the faithful saints that are here, Lord, to worship you and praise you, Lord. Please be with all of us tonight. Help us to understand and learn this message. Please be with those, Lord, that could not make it tonight. There's a lot of people out sick, a lot of people out hurting, Lord. Please be with them and help them to heal up so that they may get to come back soon. We pray all this in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, my scripture tonight is going to be from Ephesians 4, 29 to 32. And I'm going to read that from the New King James. It says, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace on the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." So our message this evening is something that I pray about all the time. And it's not just for others, it's for myself as well that I pray. I posted this verse on our Facebook page for the church a while back, and I gave a brief meaning of what this verse meant, the 4:29. Well, since then, it's been on my heart to go ahead and speak about it to everybody here tonight. It has been weighing on my heart on the importance of the manner in which we speak to others and also how we speak about others.
Amen.
It's real easy to just fall into the world and start saying things you shouldn't say. I'm not pointing any fingers here. Maybe at myself sometimes. This also goes for our thoughts. We must remember that God is omniscient and all-knowing, which means He knows our thoughts as well as what we say. I hope this message tonight will help all of us to consider and think of the things we say and the comments that we make and the thoughts that we have, and don't forget the way that we say it makes a big difference.
Amen.
So verse 29 says, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers." So let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. So think of the word as of corrupt, in this case, as unwholesome. Such as rotten fruit and vegetables are unwholesome, or other spoiled foods. I'm talking about foul language. And just like rotten fruits, foul language, rotten words should never proceed out of your mouth. It is the things of the heart that come out of your mouth. And how do these rotten words, thoughts get into your heart? They come from the mouths of others, and through our ears, enter the heart. Now that's in Proverbs 23-24. And that's telling us, it says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from your deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you." It's an important line right there. Proverbs 4:23-24 is telling us to guard our hearts, because what we let into our hearts will at some point come out through our mouths. And it probably won't be pleasant to the person it's coming out to. To not have a dirty or deceitful mouth, we must distance ourselves from those who have perverse lips. We must avoid them. Doesn't hurt for us to bring it up to them, point it out to them, but if they don't change, you don't want to keep listening to that. Because how many times, all of a sudden, something happens and one of them words slip out? That's because you're hearing it from other people. We know better. So, perverse lips are those that speech is twisted, dishonest or corrupt, deliberately turning away from the truth and righteousness. We also know this perverse lips and this kind of talk as potty mouth. Everybody's heard that, right? Potty mouth? Okay. So the only words that should be coming out of our mouths are those that are good for necessary edification. And edification in the Bible refers to the spiritual building up, strengthening and encouraging of fellow believers. And that also includes the church as a whole to promote maturity and Christ-likeness. That's the words that should be coming out of our mouth.
Right. Amen.
Every bit of it. Our words are to benefit the person. Our words are to benefit the person rather to corrupt the person. If you're going to say something that's going to corrupt them or does not benefit them, don't say it. And then because you thought it, you need to ask for forgiveness. So lift up your fellow believers. Don't knock them down.
Amen.
Verse 30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. When we grieve the Holy Spirit, it causes personal sorrow, pain, or distress to the Spirit through sinful actions and attitudes. We are sealed in the Holy Spirit for the day of redemption. As the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit Himself feels emotional pain when believers indulge in behaviors like bitterness, dishonesty, anger, or unforgiveness. When corrupt words, and the word corrupt in this context covers a broad spectrum of words, and even thoughts, if you want to get into that. Corrupt words, more often than not, are sinful in the eyes of the Holy Spirit. Verse 31. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. So let's learn what these words mean in the context of this verse. But before we do, man's natural tendency is to sin. And the natural tendency of sin is to grow into greater sin. So a Christian's sin will grow just like that of a non-believer. The words of bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking are all sinful. Bitterness is a destructive spiritual condition. It defiles, causes trouble, and hinders grace. Wrath in humans is intense, uncontrolled anger, rage, or fury, often accompanied by a destructive desire for vengeance or punishment or retaliation. Anger is a powerful emotion of displeasure. And everybody has that emotion of anger. Initially, when you have that emotion of anger, it is not inherently sinful. But if you don't give it to the Lord, it's going to fester and it will become sinful when driven by pride. Clamor is like a chaotic shouting that disturbs peace and unity. All of these can be considered evil speaking and should be put away from you. It should be replaced with kindness, tenderness, and forgiveness, mirroring how God forgave us in Christ. Verse 32, and to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. I'm going to read Colossians 3:12-17. I probably can't do a better job than this verse, or this scripture, to explain that verse. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if anyone has complained against another, even as Christ forgave you, you must also do. In other words, you must also forgive others. If you can't forgive others, Christ can't forgive you. But above all things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were also called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Amen. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Amen. So we have to be very, very careful how we speak to other people. All people. Not just our brothers and sisters, but our friends, our family, the lost, the saved. It doesn't matter. We have to speak to all of them with love. We cannot knock them down. We should be lifting them up. We should be encouraging. We should be examples. It's just one of these things you hear all the time out in the world, and I have heard it here a couple of times, but all I can say is if you hear somebody talking about somebody else, take them aside and just say, you know, that's really not helping anything. That's not encouraging anybody by doing that. We need to lift people up. It's very important. I mean, I have to pray about it all the time. I like to be sarcastic. I like to joke around. Sometimes it gets a little out of hand, and I admit that. And then I sit down and think, maybe I shouldn't have said that. So I'm trying to learn and hold back and think about it before I say it. We think that we seem to talk or speak before we think. And that's a bad thing. And again, you guys are over there laughing at me?
With me.
Okay. So anyhow, but it's just very important. And if you're not sure and you see something going on, just like they say, what would Jesus do? Say, what would Jesus say in this situation? What would Jesus say in this situation?
Amen.
Huh?
That'll get him.
Well, that's what gets you. Okay. Is what will Jesus say in this situation? Curtis.
Exactly.
Well, shoot, I wish I'd have saw that before I read all this. No. That's good. Any other comments or questions? Any comments or questions? Anybody in here hungry? I'm just checking to see if everybody's awake here. Well, we're going to be done 5 minutes early so we can get over there and eat. I will close in prayer and I'll ask the Lord to bless the meal before we go over there, so there's no waiting. Just run over there and dig in. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word and your instructions and a guidebook we have here to show us how we are to live our life. Every question we have in life is answered in your word, Lord. Please be with us as we go over to fellowship hall, Lord, and share a meal together and fellowship, sit over the meal and fellowship with each other, Lord. Please bless the food that we're about to eat, that it may nourish our bodies. Keep us strong, Lord. Allow the Holy Spirit to encourage us in what we should be saying and what we should not be saying, Lord. We all need help with that, and I'm included in that just as well as everybody else. Lord, we thank you again for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for what you have done for us with him and the sacrifice that he made for us, Lord. And we are surely going to worship and praise you and him, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.